I'm just not that into you. Listening, Greg. Men, just like women, want to feel emotionally protected when a relationship starts to become serious. One way to do that is by laying claim to it. They actually say, I'm your boyfriend, or I'd like to be your boyfriend, or if you'd ever break up with that other guy who's not your boyfriend, I'd like to be your boyfriend. A man who is really into you is going to want you all to himself. And why wouldn't he, hot stuff?
The it's better than nothing excuse.
Dear Greg, I've been dating a guy for 6 months. We see each other about every 2 weeks. We have a great time, we have sex, it's all really nice. I thought if I just let things develop, we would start to see each other more often. But instead, it's staying in this every 2 week situation. I really like him, so I still feel like it's better than nothing. And you never know, things can change at any time. I know he's really busy, and maybe this is the most time he can dedicate to a relationship right now. So maybe I should actually feel honored that he's able to give me as much time as he does, and he might actually really like me. No? Signed, Lydia.
Dear Better Than Nothing, really, is better than nothing what we're going for now? I was hoping at least for a lot better than nothing, or perhaps even something. Have you lost your marbles? Why would you feel honored for getting scraps of his time? Just because he's busy doesn't make him more valuable. Busy does not mean better. In my book, any guy who can wait 2 weeks to see you is just not that into you. Shouting, Greg. Oh, how easy it is for you all to forget what it's about. Let me remind you. It's about the guy who wants you, calls you, makes you feel sexy and desired fully. He wants to see you more and more often because every time he sees you, he likes you and then loves you more and more. I know. Every 2 weeks, once a month, seeing someone, having a little love and affection may help you get through the day or the week or the month. But will it help you get through a lifetime?
The but he's out of town a lot excuse.
Dear Greg, I've been seeing this guy for about 4 months. He goes out of town a lot, so we're just doing this casual thing. But then we'll start spending some consistent time together, and just when I get up the nerve to have a talk about where the relationship is going, he has to leave town again. I feel stupid talking to him about things when he's just about to leave town, but when he gets back, I feel stupid bringing it up when we haven't seen each other in a while. It's hard for me to broach the subject. We have such a nice time together that I don't want to ruin it with a relationship talk. Signed, Marissa.
Dear Time Traveler, here's a little secret about some guys who travel. They look forward to leaving. They quite like having the frequent flyer miles and the built-in escape hatch. It's hard to hit a moving target. There are ways to travel and be in a relationship, and there are ways to travel and make sure that you stay out of one. The easy way to know the difference is if the guy tells you all the time how bummed he is that he has to keep leaving you. If he's not making a serious effort to make sure that while he's out of town, you don't go out and find someone else, then I think you've just boarded the he's just not that into you jet. Buckle up, Greg. You have every right to know what's going on between you and someone you're knocking socks with. And the more confident you are that you deserve that, and much more, the more you'll be able to ask your big questions in a way that won't feel heavy and dramatic, I guarantee you.
It's so simple.
From this moment on, right now, as you listen to this, make this solemn vow about your future romantic relationships. No more murky, no more gray, no more unidentified, and no more undeclared. And, if at all possible, try to know someone as best you can before you get naked with them.
Here's Why This One Is Hard by Liz.
I hate talking about my feelings. I hate talking about my relationship. I know I'm a chick and chicks are supposed to be all emotional, but I'm not. I don't like it one bit. I particularly don't like asking a guy where the relationship is going or how he feels about me. Ew. It should be natural and easy and obvious. So I guess if I have to start thinking and planning and devising all sorts of ways to find out what kind of situation I'm in, I'm probably not in that good a situation. Shit. But wait. Starting a new relationship is terrifying. We are all old enough to have experienced or witnessed the triage of broken romance. We know that if there has been a beginning to a relationship, there has been, if we are still out there dating, always an end to the relationship. And the endings always suck. So, of course, people, women included, will create all sorts of tricks and diversions and distractions to try to not notice that we might, in fact, be getting into a relationship. That just seems like a very crafty and understandable aspect to human nature. So what if in the beginning or a while into it, it's a little vague? Who wants to be that crazy girl who needs to know exactly what's going on the minute she meets a guy? You want to be the cool girl. The girl who knows how to hang out and not be all demanding. That's who I always wanted to be. That's who I always was. The thing about that cool girl is that she still gets her feelings hurt. She still has reactions to how she's being treated. She still hopes he'll call, wonders when she'll get to see him again, and if he's excited about being with her. I hate that. Maybe this is just me, because my priorities have changed as I've gotten older. But now, I don't want to be sort of dating someone. I don't want to be kind of hanging out with someone. I don't want to spend a lot of energy suppressing all my feelings so I appear uninvolved. I want to be involved. I want to be sleeping with someone I know I'll see again because they've already demonstrated to me that they're trustworthy and honorable and into me. Sure, in the beginning you have to be somewhat cautious about how much you give away. But that caution shouldn't be to make them feel more comfortable. It should be because you know that you are ultimately a delicate, valuable creature who should be careful and discerning about who gets your affection. That's what I'm doing now. And it's not going so badly.
This is What It Should Look Like by Greg.
My friend Mike liked my friend Laura. After band practice, he asked her out, and now they're married. My friend Russell met this girl Amy, and they dated and got married. My friend Jeff met a girl out of town and went and visited her the next weekend and never stopped visiting her until he moved in with her. It's really that simple. It's almost always that simple.
Greg, I Get It, by Corinna, age 35.
I was dating a guy for a couple months when it suddenly dawned on me that he didn't seem particularly excited about me. In the past, that would have made me try harder, make excuses for it, and even confront him with it. Instead, I did a little experiment. I assumed he just wasn't that into me, and I stopped calling him. As I suspected, he never called me again. I can't believe how much time I saved just by recognizing that I was the one doing all the work and that I wanted more.
If you don't believe Greg.
100% of guys polled said a fear of intimacy has never stopped them from getting into a relationship. One guy even remarked, "Fear of intimacy is an urban myth." Another guy said, "That's just what we say to girls when we're just not that into them."
What you should have learned in this chapter.
Guys tell you how they feel even if you refuse to listen or believe them. I don't want to be in a serious relationship truly means I don't want to be in a serious relationship with you. Or I'm not sure that you're the one. Sorry.
Better than nothing is not good enough for you.
If you don't know where the relationship is going, it's okay to pull over and ask.
Murky, not good.
There's a guy out there who will want to tell everyone that he's your boyfriend. Quit goofing around and go find him.
Our super good, really helpful exercise.
It's very easy for us to give advice, and quite honestly, it's kind of fun. We've even learned a little bit about ourselves in the process. Well, at least Liz has. Why don't you give it a try? It's fun to feel that you know better than other people.
Dear pretty girl who bought this audiobook, that's you. I've been dating this guy for a couple of months. However, I've never actually been on an official date with him. He always tells me to meet him somewhere, like a bar or a friend's house. He doesn't seem like he wants to spend time alone with me unless we're having sex. I like having sex with him, so can't I keep doing that until he gets to know me better and realizes he's really into me?
So, pretty girl, what's the answer? If you've answered this successfully, Which means you've told this lovely lady to get rid of booty call the barfly and go find herself a man that can at least spring for a slice of pizza, then you know your brain knows how to solve these problems. You have this information inside of you and probably always have. It's just a lot easier to see when it's not you. And now that you've been reminded, you can use your rediscovered wisdom for your own benefit.
Chapter 4. He's just not that into you if he's not having sex with you. When men like you, they want to touch you. Always.
Ladies, you are going to meet, and have already met, many, many men in the years that constitute your dating lifespan. And I hate to tell you this, but some of these men will simply not be attracted to you. I know you're hot, but that's just the way it is. Even Cindy Crawford has dudes that go, I don't know what the big deal's all about. And every single one of these men that are not attracted to you will never ever tell you that. Oh, the things they'll say. They're scared, they're hurt, tired, injured, sick, scared, again. But the truth is simple, brutal, and clear as a bell. He's not attracted to you and does not want to hurt your feelings. If he were into you, he would be having a hard time keeping his paws off you. Oh, the simplicity of it all. If a man is not trying to undress you, he's not into you.
The he's afraid to get hurt again excuse.
Dear Greg, I had a boyfriend 10 years ago. I bumped into him on the street recently after not having seen him for many years, and we start dating again, even though it's unclear if that's exactly what's going on. He won't kiss me or make a pass at me. But Greg, we're going salsa dancing, we're going bar hopping, we're staying out late, talking and dancing and laughing and flirting. He keeps telling me how great I look, how great it is to see me. One night, he even told me he loved me and hoped I'd always be in his life. My friends all say he's just afraid to get hurt again and I should stick this one out. He's a great guy. Doesn't he seem really into me, but he's scared? Salsa dancing, Greg, till 4 in the morning. Salsa dancing. Please advise. Signed, Nicole.
Hey, Salsa. I'm a dude. If I like you, I kiss you. And then I think about what you look like in and out of your underwear. I'm a guy. That's how it works. No ifs, no ands, and clearly no buts. Is he scared? Yes, he's scared of hurting your feelings. That's why he hasn't clarified the relationship. He may even be biding his time hoping he will develop deeper feelings for you. When this dude tells you he loves you and that he hopes you never lose touch again, he may as well be signing your yearbook. He loves you as a friend. If he were in love with you, he wouldn't be able to help himself from getting involved in a romantic relationship regardless of his fear or past experiences. I say, move on! Go meet somebody worthy of your affections and hot salsa moves. Adios, Greg. There are lots of reasons a man might not want to take a friendship to the next level. It really doesn't matter what they are or if they make any sense to you. The bottom line is that when he imagines being with you more intimately, and trust me, we do think about these things, he pauses and then says to himself, nah. Don't spend any more time thinking about it other than saying to yourself, clearly, his loss.
The he's so into me that now he's not excuse.
Dear Greg, I've been dating a guy for a month. We've had sex and it's been nice. Just when it seemed like things were really taking off, we stopped having sex. I've stayed over at his house 4 times now and we end up just sleeping. Some cuddling, but that's about it. It's weird, but sex just doesn't happen anymore. It's humiliating to have to ask him what's going on, so I'm just going to assume that it's actually because he's really, really into me and he's just scared. Signed, Sally.
Dear Just Cuddling. A month? A month? Are you freaking kidding me? This should be the time when he's getting comfortable enough to bring up the subject of outfits, positions, and lotions. A month? The only thing he should be tired of is thinking of different ways to ravage you. And after only a month, he really wouldn't be tired of that. Now, You can get up the nerve to ask him what's going on. Communication is never a bad idea. But my guess is that you probably already have your answer. I say start walking and let him explain to your hot ass why he doesn't want to have sex with you. And if he doesn't, well, you know what we'd say to that. Greg. Ah, here comes the big fear of intimacy debate. Is there such a thing? Many, many people are in therapy for it. A lot of self-help books are dedicated to it. A lot of shitty behavior is excused because of it. Sure, many people have been hurt in their past and now have a fear of intimacy. But guess what? If a man is really into you, nothing will stop him from being with you, including a fear of intimacy. He may run and get his butt into therapy if there's some serious problem, but he'll never keep you in the dark.
The "but it still feels so good" excuse.
Dear Greg, I'm dating this guy who told me after the first date that he can't be monogamous. He doesn't believe in it. I slept with him anyway. Then I realized it would be bad to date him, so I told him I couldn't go out with him. But then I missed him. So now we're doing this weird thing where we hang out, go on dates, and then have these little sleepovers. I sleep over at his house and we just cuddle. It's so nice, Greg. We make dinner, watch television, laugh. It's really sweet and I feel so close to him. He doesn't try anything and we just enjoy each other's company. I know I'm not supposed to expect anything more, but I'm feeling like his girlfriend, and you never know where this could lead. It feels so great to stay over and wake up with him. Is there anything wrong with this? Signed, Pat.
Dear Slumber Party, let me see. It wasn't hard enough for you to hear that the person you are dating doesn't want to be monogamous. But then, you slathered on the extra hurt by continuing to see him while he may be sleeping with other people. So now you're feeling like his girlfriend, but without any of the perks. Not even sex. What kind of weird science experiment are you doing with your emotions? Don't get me wrong, Madame Curie. I know it's nice to have companionship and wake up with someone that you really like. But that's what pets are for. Pets are God's way of saying don't lower the bar because you're lonely. Clearly you know yourself well enough to know that you aren't cool with sharing your man. And by the way, you shouldn't be cool with it. You deserve a boyfriend of your very own who you feel safe enough to have sex with. Greg. The old-fashioned idea is that women withhold sex when they want power. It seems like men can play that game too. Why buy the cow when you're getting the intimacy for free? Oh, it's so simple. If a guy is happy lying in bed with you while eating your cookies and watching old movies and he's not gay, then he's just not that into you.
The multiple excuses excuse.
Dear Greg, my boyfriend of a year and a half doesn't seem attracted to me. He doesn't want to have sex that often, maybe once every other week. Often I have to initiate it. When I ask him about it, he tells me that he's really stressed out about work, but that he really is attracted to me. Before that, he told me it was because his mother had recently died and he was too depressed. But when I really think about it, it's been pretty much like this ever since we met. Maybe for the first couple of weeks I felt like he thought I was hot, but since then, he has never really seemed that into me physically. I love him, and it's the most loving and healthy relationship in every other way, but now I spend a lot of time feeling frustrated and unattractive. My friends say I should believe what he's saying, but I'm starting to feel like he's just not that into me physically. Signed, Dara.
Dear Let's Get Physical, if I'm really into somebody, I want to put it in them and then take it out and then put it back in them later on. So, when we're picking someone who we want to spend a lot of time with, even perhaps the rest of our lives, we generally try to pick someone who likes to do the things that we like to do, including, if not especially, sex. You can accept his excuses all you want, but you have to ask yourself, is this the relationship you want to be in? Is this how you want to live the rest of your sex life? He may be into you. He may not. But the only thing you have to answer is this how you want to feel, perhaps, forever? Most regrettably, Greg. The Egyptians painted pots about it. The yogis write books about it. The Jews have made religious laws about it. They all believe that one of the strongest ingredients in a healthy union is sex. One of the great joys in life is that you get to have sex. The last person who should be stopping you from enjoying this is the person you're dating.
It's so simple.
Learn it, live it, like it, love it. If a man likes you, he's going to want to have sex with you. Sure, things may slow down in a long-term relationship, but even then, it's a joy, a gift, and you're right to have a fantastic sex life.
Here's Why This One Is Hard, by Liz.
Well, duh, it's about sex. Talking about sex, asking for sex, geez, that's really fun. And I don't know about you, but I would much rather believe any day of the week that a man is too scared, too stressed, too sad, too spiritual, too angry, too fat, too crazy, too in love with his ex-girlfriend, too scared, too sensitive, too sunburned, too in love with his mother, too homicidal, too anything, than find out that he's really just not attracted to me. Or that he doesn't want to have sex with me because then it will mean we're in a real relationship and actually he doesn't really like me that much. It's extra confusing because we're talking about sex, embarrassing, mixed with emotions, mortifying, mixed with our own insecurities, nightmare. And in the case of long-term relationships, people always tell you the sex goes away anyway. So what does it really matter if it goes away a little sooner than you wanted it to? Isn't the other stuff much more important, like being compatible and him being a good person and potentially a great father? Because it's such a psychologically complex issue and talking about it is so excruciating, I would almost be able to settle for the relationship with the guy who only likes sleepovers or the boyfriend with a presumed low sex drive. I mean, he still enjoys my company. I might be able to sleep next to the guy who has stopped wanting to have sex with me without saying a peep, or keep dating the guy who seems to want to be my boyfriend but doesn't seem to have any interest in ever seeing me naked. I might even be able to exist in a peaceful marriage with a wonderful man who is more like a best friend than a husband. If it wasn't for those goddamn happy couples I know. And I'm not talking about the ones you see on the street slobbering all over each other. Who knows what they're like behind closed doors? I'm talking about my friends who I know quite well, who manage to juggle work, careers, intimacy, even kids, and still manage to have sexy, loving relationships. I could easily settle for less if I happened to be the type of person who, upon seeing these couples, just thought, what's the big deal about that? But I'm not that person. I'm the type of person who looks at them and says, damn, that's what I want. It's really a bitch. That means I have to be the type of girl who is going to ask the guys the mortifying questions and worse, who might break up with a really great guy if he just doesn't want to have sex with me enough, or at all. But all I can say is that I suffer from the affliction of believing I can have a wonderful man love me and be wildly attracted to me. I also believe that when that wanes, as it naturally will, we can both make it a priority to try to stay wildly attracted to each other. If you suffer from that affliction as well, you better pull the pillow out from under Mr. Sleepover and take away his cookies and milk. We deserve more than a slumber party.
This is What It Should Look Like, by Greg.
Don't ask me how I know because I don't want to tell you, but I can assure you that my parents, who are in their 70s, after children, illness, aging, stressful jobs, and daily annoyances, read life, are still having sex. If my parents can do it, so can you and your boyfriend.
Greg, I Get It, by Dory, age 32.
I was dating a guy I met on a job. We had to spend a lot of time together, and it was really romantic getting to know him and working with him. After the job ended, we'd still get together to go on dates and kiss goodnight. This went on for 2 months. He would never take it any farther. But in the meantime, I met his family, went to big functions with him, made plans with him. It was like we were seriously dating, but without the sex. I knew he hadn't been in a relationship for a long time, so I thought he was just taking it slow. But then I realized, Greg, after the 3rd month, that he was getting to feel intimate with me without actually being intimate with me. I got up the nerve to ask him if this was how it was going to continue, and he started blubbering and stammering about relationships and how scary they are and whatever. I got out of there and fast, because I realized, no matter how nice he was to me and how intimate we were pretending to be, he was just not that into me and I wanted more.
If you don't believe Greg,
20 out of the 20 men polled said, without hesitation, well, it was all done by email, but they all seemed really sure about it, that they have never been really into a woman who they didn't want to have sex with. One man wrote in, what? Excuse me? And the point is?
What you should have learned in this chapter.
People tell you who they are all the time. When a man says he can't be monogamous, you should believe him.
Companionship is wonderful, but companionship with sex is even better. Call a spade, or, more fittingly, a friend, and go find yourself a friend that can't keep his hands off you.
Your lost self-esteem may take longer to find than a new boyfriend, so prioritize accordingly.
If you're tempted to spend countless nights just cuddling with someone, buy a puppy.
There is someone out there that does want to have sex with you, hot stuff.
Our super good, really helpful exercise.
Imagine in your mind's eye a big flag. Now, imagine coloring it in with a big red crayon. Now you have a big red flag. Good, because that's what a man not wanting to have sex with you is. Now clear your head and go get yourself some good loving.
Chapter 5. He's just not that into you if he's having sex with someone else. There's never going to be a good excuse for cheating.
If he cheats on you, throw the deadbeat out. Just kidding. I know things aren't that simple. This is a very complicated subject, I'll admit. Some will argue it's just sex. What does it matter? Some will argue that you shouldn't throw away a meaningful relationship just because of one indiscretion. This all may be true, but this is what I know. Whatever problems you may have been having in your relationship, they didn't merit him having sex with someone else. Don't ask what you did wrong. Don't share the blame. And, in case he tells you that it just happened, please remember that cheating doesn't just happen. It's not an accident, as in, oops, I just slipped and fell into a sexual relationship with someone else. It was planned and executed with the full knowledge that it could end your relationship. Know this. If he's sleeping with someone else without your knowledge or encouragement, he is not only behaving like a man who's just not that into you, he's behaving like a man who doesn't even like you all that much.
The he's got no excuse and he knows it excuse.
Dear Greg, I have been living with my boyfriend for a year. I recently found out that about a month ago he slept with someone he worked with. Twice. The girl told me at a party. I confronted my boyfriend and he confessed. I packed my things and moved to a friend's. He's now calling me constantly, begging me to give him a second chance. He says he doesn't know why he did it, but promises he'll never do it again. He really feels bad about it. What should I do? Signed, Fiona.
Dear a month ago. Let's see. He slept with somebody else while he was living with you, and you only found out because the girl told you about it. Sounds like a winner. Wins the wedding! Seriously, let's talk about that special month in your home. In that month, he had sex with someone else twice, came back, and slept in the same bed with you. He was actively hiding this secret from you every time he looked into your eyes. And, let's remember, this gentleman didn't confess by his own volition. Skanky the homewrecker did it for him. So, if he had his way, this lovely month of dishonesty would have turned into 2-3 months forever. Do all of his apologies count for something? Well, you can choose to believe he is sorry. You can choose to believe he will change. But in my book, lying, cheating, hiding is the exact opposite of the behavior of a man who is really into you. Sad and disappointed, Greg. Cheating is bad. Not knowing why you cheated is even worse. If one red flag isn't enough for you, how about two? Don't date any man who doesn't know why he does things.
But I've gotten fat Excuse.
Dear Greg, I had been dating a guy for about 2 years, and I thought things were going really well. After he came home from a family visit, he told me he slept with someone he met at a bar. I was devastated and asked him why he did it. He told me I had put on some weight and therefore he wasn't that attracted to me anymore. I'm confused. He's right. I have put on about 20 pounds. Should I break up with him or start going to the gym? Signed, Beth.
Dear 20 pounds, I definitely think you should lose the 175 pounds in the form of your loser boyfriend, not the 20 that you're talking about. He just cheated on you and called you fat. How many low self-esteem protein shakes can one person drink? Using your weight as an excuse for his cheating is not only mean, but simply not valid. If he has a problem with anything in your relationship, he's supposed to talk to you about it, not put his penis in a strange vagina about it. And by the way, how's he going to react if you ever get pregnant or grow older and get a few wrinkles or wear a color he doesn't like? Get rid of this loser or I'm going to come to your house and get rid of him for you. Greg.
He has a stronger sex drive than I. Excuse.
Dear Greg, I have been dating a guy for a year. I found out through a friend that he's been sleeping with someone I sort of know. I confronted him, and he told me that I don't give him enough sex, and that's why he's been sleeping around. He's right. Sometimes I don't want to have sex when he wants to. It's not all the time, but he definitely does want sex more often than I do. So in a way, he's right. Should I just forgive him and try to put out more? Signed, Lorraine.
Dear Putting Out, the only thing you should be putting out is any of his clothes that are still in your house. There is no excuse for him sleeping around. Period. There are so many ways to deal with the truly common problem of different sex drives within a relationship. Usually, one would start with an adult conversation wherein a discussion ensues that hopefully resolves with the two parties agreeing to work on it. Not him jumping in the sack with someone you know. Not only does he not respect you or the relationship, he doesn't respect himself enough to be in a meaningful relationship. This isn't even a question of he's just not that into you. In this situation, if you like yourself at all, you should definitely not be into him. Shouting from across the room, Greg. These last two guys are good. They've betrayed their relationships and humiliated their girlfriends. Then they tell them that it's their fault, knowing that they have just done something that has so demoralized them that they will be their most inclined to believe this load of horse crap. If something is wrong in a relationship, here's a bright, mature idea. Talk about it. Don't let any man blame you for their infidelity. Ever.
But at least he knew her. Excuse.
Dear Greg, I've been going out with a guy for about a year. We are in love and get along great. Recently, he met with his ex-wife, who he hasn't seen in about a year. She had left him because she met someone else. They have been divorced about 2 years. They slept together. I am very upset and want to break up with him. He wants me to forgive him because it wasn't like it was someone new. It was his ex-wife. He promises me that it will never happen again. Just old feelings came up and he couldn't control himself. I want to forgive him. It was only once. But it feels like everything is ruined. Can he really be in love with me and do this to me? Signed, Joyce.
Dear Ruined, who decided to put the X in sex? You're telling me that the get out of her vagina free card is that he used to be married to her? Does that mean he can also sleep with the woman who cleans his teeth? How about the lady who develops his photos? Hope he's not going to his high school reunion. Again, it doesn't really matter if he's still in love with you. He's given you a pretty big clue about how he feels about your relationship. The bigger question is, can you still be in love with him? Signed, Greg. You can't blame a guy for having feelings. You love someone, you break up, you still have feelings. Thank God for that, really. But having feelings doesn't mean you have to have sex. That required him to take his feelings and use them to be somewhere alone with his beloved, undress her, kiss her, and do all the other things involved with having sexual intercourse with someone. Hooray for feelings! Just keep them in your pants.
It's so simple.
If you're in a mutually established monogamous relationship, then when someone cheats on you, they have decided to blatantly disrespect a very important decision you two made together. They've chosen to do this without your knowledge, thereby adding lies and secrecy to your relationship. Let's call cheating what it is, a complete betrayal of trust. Cheaters are people who have a lot of stuff to work out, and they're working it out on your time and with your heart. Some cheaters might give you an excuse. Some might not have one at all. Some might even blame you. No one can tell you exactly what to do when faced with this very complicated and painful situation. But the bottom line is this what you had hoped for in a relationship?
Here's Why This One Is Hard by Liz.
In my life, I've had two men tell me that they had slept with someone else in the beginning stages of our relationship. In one case, it came to me in a dream, literally, and I confronted him. That really freaked him out. Anyway, both times what I got from it was that these men wanted me to know that they could never be trusted. They were barely in the relationship and had already pulled the escape hatch. The beginning of two people getting together is such a fragile, tender time. There's nothing like a big pail of sleeping with someone else to put out the fires of a budding relationship. I personally would never be able to overcome that. So this isn't really a tough one for me. Now, if I use my imagination, I could see that in the beginning, the lines are not that clearly drawn, the rules aren't that firmly in place yet. Maybe it is the last fling before the final commitment. If it's early in the relationship, it can be hard to know if a guy is just getting something out of his system and it's a one-time thing, or if it's a guy who's just a big jerk. That's the thing about dating. You're having intimate experiences with someone who, at the end of the day, you don't know very well. You don't know his personal code of honor. You don't have his dating rap sheet. You have to go by instinct, how much you care about him, and what he has to say for himself about it. All I can think is, how sad to be having that conversation in the beginning of things, when everything is supposed to be cozy and snuggly, and people are usually on their best behavior. If nothing else, I wish better for us all. I really do.
This Is What It Should Look Like, by Liz.
A friend of mine told a story about a date with a guy she was really excited about. He stood her up. He then called her, begging her forgiveness and giving some excuse. She told him to get lost, telling him that he only gets one shot with her, and he blew it. Imagine what this woman would have done with a boyfriend who cheated on her. P.S. One could say she cleared the path for the next guy who didn't blow it and is now married to her and treats her like a queen.
Greg, I Get It, by Adele, age 26.
I was dating a guy I really liked who played in a popular local band. After a few weeks of dating, he told me that he slept with some girl after one of his gigs. Sadly, a few years ago, I probably would have been so into dating a guy in a band that I would have just pretended it had never happened and forgotten he had ever told me about it. This time, I told him that it was cool. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. He just won't be seeing me ever again. It felt great.
If you don't believe Greg...
100% of guys polled said they have never accidentally slept with anyone. But many of them wanted to know how this accident could occur and how they can get involved in such an accident.
What you should have learned in this chapter.
There's no excuse for cheating. Let me say it again. There is no excuse for cheating. Now you say it. There is no excuse for cheating.
Your only responsibility in someone else's lapse in judgment is to yourself.
Cheating is cheating. It doesn't matter whom it was with or how many times it's happened.
Cheating gets easier every time it's done. It's only hard the first time when one feels the sting of morality and the guilt of betraying someone's trust.
Cheaters never prosper because they suck.
A cheater only cheats himself because he doesn't get to be with you.
Our super good, really helpful exercise.
Here are 5 suggestions on what your man could have done if he was unsatisfied in your relationship. You'll notice none of them include sleeping with someone else.
1. Talk about it. 2. Write about it. 3. Sing about it. 4. Email about it. 5. Even put on a puppet show about it.
Now, think of 5 of your own. We know we took the easiest ones, but we still think there are at least 5 more you can come up with.
Meditate on them. Have a laugh. Dump the cheater. Of course, I can't tell you what to do, but dump him. Dump the cheater.
Chapter 6. He's just not that into you if he only wants to see you when he's drunk. If he likes you, he'll want to see you when his judgment isn't impaired.
It's really fun to drink and date. Who doesn't like to bring booze to the makeout party? It can make you more confident, and let's face it, confidence is a rush and you're more likely to talk dirty. It's all good as long as you don't confuse icebreaking for real intimacy. Being drunk or high are altered states that can actually take you away from real feelings. Be aware that if Boozy the Clown has to slip on the red nose every time it gets intimate, it could be symptomatic of a bigger problem.
The, but I like him this way, excuse.
Dear Greg, you're so dumb. My boyfriend, the music video guy, he really likes to drink. He has a really hard job and needs to unwind. And when he's drunk, he's really affectionate and tells me all these great things about how he feels about me. I think that's great. Some people need alcohol to get the courage to share their feelings, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. In fact, I don't think there's anything wrong with drinking a lot after work. It's fun. It's like a party all the time. He doesn't miss work. He's just a bad boy. I like bad boys. They're exciting. If you don't, you're too uptight. Signed, Nikki.
Dear Nikki, 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 I know you think he's hot. You love that drunky, oh, baby, you're so beautiful slurry thing that he does when he's at the bar. Or maybe even that cute rendition of I love you so much, you're the best thing that ever happened to me, babe, while he slings his arm around you a little bit too hard. I can see how his inebriated, sweaty proclamations of love can make you feel all warm inside. Nikki, you must know this by now. You can't believe everything a guy says when he's drunk. And take it from a former bad boy. Bad boys are bad because they're troubled, as in having little self-respect, lots of pent-up anger, loads of self-loathing, complete lack of faith in any kind of loving relationship. But yes, really cool clothes and often a great car. Just the kind of guy for you. Right, Nikki? Disappointed, Greg. Ladies, don't let your desire to be loved and feel affection cloud your judgment. Like a big, tall glass of scotch. If you're lucky enough not to be dealing with the profound, painful problems of being married to, living with, or born to an alcoholic, and you just happen to be dating a guy that you notice drinks an awful lot, please beware. Know you deserve not just an affectionate, attentive boyfriend, but you deserve an affectionate, attentive, sober one.
The, at least it's not the hard stuff. Excuse.
Dear Greg, my boyfriend is a lawyer and happens to smoke pot every night. When he does, he acts and talks just like he does when he's sober. I guess it's weird that he's always high and I'm not, but it doesn't seem to be an issue with us. My friends think it's weird that I'm dating a pothead, but it's not like he's really acting like a pothead, so what does it matter? I can't imagine this has anything to do with how into me he is or not. Right? Signed, Shirley.
Dear High Times, wrong. Let's take a quick health ed class on what pot does to your brain. Smoking pot makes your brain work slower and makes you less in tune with your surroundings and more introverted. It dulls your senses and clouds and impairs your sense of reality. So, he's always stoned when he's with you. That really means he likes you a lot more when there's less of you. You're going out with someone that doesn't enjoy you at your full levels. That's tantamount to him liking you better when you're in the other room. This doesn't mean that he's not into you. It just means that he likes his pot better than you. By the way, if he ever got arrested for pot, he most likely would lose his license, because criminals are not allowed to be officers of the court. So at least you're in good company, because he likes his pot better than his job, too. XOXO Greg. Don't be fooled. Don't let the guy who's not falling down drunk and peeing in his pants get away with the fact that he is quietly, more gracefully, bombed out of his mind every single moment he's with you. It's still inebriation, it's still checking out, and it is still not good enough for you.
It's so simple.
Sometimes life is incredibly difficult and painful. If you're looking for a partner to share your life with, it's better to pick someone who's able to meet it headlong with his full faculties. Extra note to the ladies. If you happen to notice an increase in your drinking or smoking while with Mr. Party Man, please be aware, this is not a if you can beat it, get drunk with it situation. Your getting drunk won't make him seem any less of a drinker.
Here's Why This One Is Hard by Liz.
I don't know why, but I've dated a lot of alcoholics. Or as I would probably have said at the time, guys who like to drink a lot. I really don't know why. There isn't alcoholism anywhere in my family. I'm not a big drinker myself. I think I just always thought they were fun. I loved when my boyfriend climbed the water tower at my friend's roof party wedding while he was bombed out of his mind and exposed himself to everyone. I thought it was hilarious. And when that guy drunk lit a pack of firecrackers in his kitchen just to make me laugh, well, that was adorable. I found it particularly amusing when my boyfriend disappeared for a week, and after a lot of calling, I found out he moved back in with his ex-girlfriend. I think there are probably personality traits that many alcoholics share that happen to be the traits that I find really attractive. The drunks I've dated were all spontaneous, funny, passionate, smart, creative, emotionally unavailable, unreliable, insensitive, dishonest, and slightly abusive. How I loved them all. So what's hard about this one? Nothing much. Except boy, does alcohol factor in a lot in the beginning stages of dating. The first kiss, the first time having sex. Most relationships would never get off the ground without a couple of glasses of wine first, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. I've dated recovered alcoholics as well, and geez, having to do those first big moments without a drop of liquor? Well, it's tough, but actually, kind of great as well. Romance translates very well into sober. So we all have to be clear about the difference between a couple of drinks to relax and constant substance abuse. Okay, got it. And Greg wants to make sure we don't date any of the alcoholics or drug addicts we might meet along the way. I think that's fair, don't you? Okay, Greg, we won't. We promise.
This Is What It Should Look Like by Liz.
I know a successful businessman who used to get stoned every single night and sometimes in the morning, too. He dated women who didn't like it, and he would try to cut down while he was dating them. One day, he met the woman of his dreams, and she would have none of it. He stopped cold turkey and now spends his days completely sober and very happy with it.
Greg, I Get It by Nessa, age 38.
I started dating a guy I really liked. We met at a party when we were drunk, and we hooked up a little. Then we were dating, and I was so nervous around him, because I liked him so much, that I drank more than I normally did. He likes to drink, too, so I was also just trying to keep up with him. Finally, I realized that we were getting drunk at some point every time we saw each other. Normally, I would just stay quiet and see how it all turned out. But this time, I got up the nerve to say something. He listened to me and agreed to have a sober date. It was awkward at first, but then awesome. I'm so glad I had the courage to speak up.
If you don't believe Greg.
100% of men polled said they have never vomited in the bed of a woman they were really into. Apparently, these guys don't know how to have a good time.
What you should have learned in this chapter.
It doesn't count unless he says it when he's sober. And I love you, or any semblance thereof, while under the influence of anything stronger than grape juice, won't hold up in a court or in life.
Drinking and drug use are not a path to one's innermost feelings. Otherwise, people wouldn't smash empty beer cans against their skulls or stick their fingers in fire to see if they can feel anything.
If he only wants to see you, talk to you, have sex with you, etc., when he's inebriated, it ain't love. It's sport.
Bad boys are actually bad.
You deserve to be with someone who doesn't have to get loaded to be around you.
Our super good, really helpful exercise.
There's often a lot of drinking during the early stages of a relationship. It may be hard to first even notice that you actually haven't ever seen your dude sober, or then figure out if it's a problem for you. So here's what we suggest. Go get yourself a calendar. Draw a clown face in every day of the week. Shade the clown nose for every day you see him intoxicated. That includes pot, muscle relaxers, whippets, OxyContin, Xanax, and too much Red Bull. Only you can decide what's too much or too little for you. But at least you'll have the clown's habits in front of you in black and white.
Chapter 7. He's just not that into you if he doesn't want to marry you. Love cures commitment phobia.
Just remember this. Every man you have ever dated who has said he doesn't want to get married or doesn't believe in marriage or has issues with marriage will, rest assured, someday be married. It just will never be with you. Because he's not really saying he doesn't want to get married. He's saying he doesn't want to get married to you. There is nothing wrong with wanting to get married. You shouldn't feel ashamed, needy, or unliberated for wanting that. So make sure from the start you pick a guy who shares your views for the future. And if not, move on as quickly as you can. Big plans require big action.
The things are really tight right now excuse.
Dear Greg, I have a boyfriend who I've been living with for 3 years. I'm about to turn 39, and I've started bringing up the idea of long-term plans, like, say, marriage. He always seems open to it, but then talks about how bad his finances are. He's an investment banker who works for himself, and he lost a lot of money in the past 2 years, a lot of clients as well, and his business really has gone down the tubes. He says he's under a lot of pressure. Am I being unreasonable to want to know where this is all going? Please let me know. Signed, Barbara.
Dear pressure cooker, definitely do not say a word. Keep very, very quiet. Maybe you should even think about moving into another apartment so you'll be out of his way during this oh-so-important time. Don't forget, he's the most important man in the world, and his business is failing. That means everything to everybody. What the heck are you thinking, lady? Of course you should know where it's all going. Do you not value yourself and your time? Certainly, 3 years invested earns you the right to know what your future holds. Any investment banker worth his salt would agree with me. Everyone lost money over the past 2 years. The stock market crashed, the economy's been in the toilet, and yet imagine, many have still managed to get married. If you're both in your late 30s and you've been dating for 3 years and he's not begging you to be his wife, you might want to take this stock tip. Mr. Dow Jones is just not that into you. Greg. There will never be a good time financially to get married, unless you're Shaq or Ray Romano. But somehow people manage. If your man is using money as an excuse not to marry you, it's your relationship that's insecure, not his bank account.